Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Harshita. Today is Tuesday, 2nd of January, and here are the top things you need to know before market opens. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are likely to open marginally higher today, as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicated a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 20 points. In the previous session, both indices closed marginally higher amid high volatility. Analysts believe that market exhibited strength led by optimism on rate cuts, easing global inflation and softer bond yields. However, profit booking was visible at higher levels as lingering concerns over Red Sea disruptions pose short-term risks to global supply chains and freight costs. The spotlight this week is on Fed minutes, which will provide an insight for 2024 rate cuts by the Fed. Nifty has formed a spinning top or high wave kind of candlestick pattern on the daily charts, indicating indecision among buyers and sellers about further market trend. The pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty is likely to see immediate resistance at 21,811, while on the lower side it can take support at 21,694. Let's take a look at some of the stocks in focus today. Tata Steel, number one. The National Company Law Tribunal, Kolkata, sanctioned the scheme of an amalgamation among Tata Steel, the Tinplate Company of India, and the respective shareholders. Number 2, Nestle India. The FMCG company has received an order for demand of tax amounting to 46.4 crore rupees and applicable interest and penalty amounting to 4.65 crore rupees from Central GST and Central Excise Commissionerate, Chandigarh. Number 3, LIC. The state-run insurer has received a demand order of 806.3 crore rupees for the collection of GST along with interest and penalty for Maharashtra State from the Deputy Commissioner of State Tax, Mumbai. The demand order cum penalty notice for financial year 2017-18 includes GST of 365 crore rupees and a penalty of 404 crore rupees. Number 4, SJVN. The Department of Investment and Public Asset Management, known as DIPAM, and Ministry of Finance has agreed to the proposal of the company and the Ministry of Power to form 4 joint venture companies for the development of hydroelectric and renewable projects in India and Nepal. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. In the US, stock futures were flat as the market prepared to kick off the new year following a surprisingly strong 2023 that saw the S&P 500 rally 24%. Futures on the Dow Jones Industrial Average were up 18 points. S&P 500 futures and Nasdaq 100 futures traded near flat line. Markets were closed on Monday during New Year's Day. Coming to Asia Pacific, markets in the region remained mixed on the first trading day of the year as official data showed that China's manufacturing PMI contracted further in December, in a sign that more policy support was likely needed to revive the economy. Asia-Pacific region will see private factory activity surveys out from S&P Global for China, Australia and South Korea, as well as fourth quarter GDP readings from Singapore. Australia's S&P ASX 200 index rose 0.4%, while futures for Hong Kong's Hang Seng index pointed to a stronger open. South Korea's KOSPI inched marginally lower soon after open. Meanwhile, Japan was assessing the damage from a powerful earthquake that struck its central region on the New Year's Day. Markets in the region are closed until January 4. Japan's Nikkei 225 wrapped up 2023 with a gains of over 28%, making it Asia's top performing market last year. In today's Voice of the Day segment, hear from Devan Mehta, a derivative analyst from Choice Broking, about which stocks and sectors investors need to focus on in the new year for gains.
In the year where Nifty secured a commendable 20% return, it was the Nifty Midcap 150 and Nifty Small Cap 250 indices that truly stole the show. closing at unprecedented all-time highs. These indices recorded staggering gains of 43.68% and 48.10% respectively. What makes this scenario even more interesting is the anticipation that this momentum will persist into 2024. Brace yourself, as this could translate into lucrative opportunities for investors eyeing quality mid-cap and small-cap stocks. Sectors to watch closely are cement, auto, and IT sector. From the cement sector, investors can keep an eye on India Cements and Dalmia Bharat. Shifting gears to the auto sector, Escorts and Ashok Leyland are the one to watch out for. Lastly, from the IT sector, potential stars include Persistent Systems and Forcer Solutions. In essence, any market dip could be a golden opportunity to grab quality mid-cap and small-cap stock.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day and year. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.